Well, the 2021 Bendigo Health Christmas Appeal is underway, and the Bendigo Health Outpatient Rehabilitation Services Manager, Wendy Miller, joins us this morning. Wendy, good morning.
Good morning. Lovely to be with you.
Thank you. So tell us, we know obviously the ultimate aim is to raise funds, but tell us about the aim of the Christmas Appeal.
Yeah, so the Christmas Appeal is focusing on raising funds for paediatric rehab. Paediatric rehab is a service at Bendigo Health for kids who have complex rehab needs. And the appeal will raise funds particularly to support a new hydrotherapy pool that's being built and a new kids' gymnasium as part of the redevelopment here.
So at the moment, is it a case where children with those needs have to go to Melbourne on a more regular basis?
That's certainly been the case in the past, and over the last couple of years, as we've developed the service here and the resources, that's happening less and less, because these kids are local kids. You know, at any one point, there's probably 100 kids in the service. They're local families, and what we want to do is avoid families having to travel. We want them to be able to get all of their rehab here.
Yeah. At the launch, I know you spoke about them with a 12-year-old, Teal Hammond. Maybe, like, just to recap briefly that story, because that's probably a very good example of exactly what you're trying to achieve here.
Yeah, so Teal's a 12-year-old young man from Bendigo who unfortunately was diagnosed with a tumour in his leg and had to have extensive surgery to remove that, and then has needed quite intensive rehab for a period of time to get him back on his feet and enjoying the things that 12-year-old boys like doing. So we want to be able to support kids like Teal and the many others.
So the background to the appeal, how long has it been running, and what sort of funds are you hoping to raise?
So the appeal was launched just last week, and each year the funds raised are somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000, and we're just hoping that people in Bendigo will be generous and give locally, because these are local families that we're trying to support. So whatever is raised, we're really, really thankful for, but hoping that people will think about being a local supporter.
Yeah. We hear more and more about, you know, people leaving the city and coming to the regions, which is wonderful on the one hand, but at the same time, obviously as that grows, certain cases grow, and with that, pressure on the likes of Bendigo Health to be able to continue to provide the services you do.
Absolutely. The other thing that's probably increasing the demand on services is we have children born in the region with cerebral palsy every year. And what we're understanding more and more is that when those children are diagnosed, that their intervention, their rehab needs to start then. So sometimes at age 1 or 2 rather than at age 5 or 6. So there's increasing demand for children with cerebral palsy to be able to access good rehab.
Finally, Wendy, how do people donate if people want to find out more about it and make a donation?
Go onto the Bendigo Health website and there'll be links there to be able to follow. That would be great.
Terrific. Well, look, all the very best with it. It's fantastic work, and really need this all these additional pieces of equipment. And we thank you for talking to us this morning.
Pleasure. Thanks.
All the very best. That is the Bendigo Health Outpatient Rehabilitation Services Manager, Wendy Miller, on the Wake Up Call.